ready.
Guys.
Let's go.
We were starting. Discussing, continuing after we learned the rules of Shvana and Shvana. Shva being the two dots under a word, under a letter, right? A base with two dots underneath it is a Shva, right? And we said that a Shvana, I'm repeating this for several reasons, Shvana connects to the next letter, right? Everybody remembers that? When you have like the word Shema, so you read it Shema and the Shin is connected to the Shin. That is the definition of a Shvana, as opposed to Shvana, which is Shva, which is not heard, right? Like in the word Avraham. Okay? Everybody remembers that rule? That's the Shvana, which is the Shva that connects the two dots that connect to the next word, as opposed to Shvana, which is clear. Okay. We then, last week, we mentioned something called the Oishas Agronios, which means the guttural letters. That's Aleph, Hey, Ches, and Ayin. Those four letters, Aleph, Hey, Ches, and Ayin, we mentioned they will never, ever get a Shvana. They'll never have that little two dots that is pronounced on it. So anytime you'll have a shva under a guttural letter, it will have to be a shvanach, meaning it's connected to the previous letter. Take the word ya lezu, or there's lots of examples, but offhand I can't think. Achva, for example, aleph ches vav. So the ches will have to be read ach vav, right? The shva here. The Shva will have to ach, because you can never have a cheva, because you never have a shvana on a guttural letter. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to start something which is called a chataf. A chataf means the word chataf means to, as we say in pure English, gichap. To chop something. You know what I mean? That was a joke. It was supposed to be a joke. Whatever. It was Yiddish. Anyway, chataf means to say something quickly connected to the next letter. A chataf refers to something, it will basically be on guttural letters, and it means like that. I'll give you three examples. This is what's called a chataf patach, chataf kamatz, and a chataf sego. A chataf means a patach with a shva next to it, or a kamatz with a shva next to it, or a sego with a shva next to it. That's called a chataf patach. Good guy, good guess, guys. Chataf patach, chataf kamatz, and a chataf sego, right? And it means this is, now, a chataf is considered a shva no, which means it's going to be read connected to the next letter. So, for example, let me take an example of a word we've had in the past. Take the word Amru, okay? The word Amru, for those that remember the rules, and for those that don't, I'll do a quick chazara. The third rule is a tenua gedayla. Shva after a tenua gedayla is a shva no. So if we don't remember that rule right now, it doesn't matter. The important thing is that when you read the word Amru, it's not really pronounced Amru. It's supposed to be pronounced Ameru, because it's a shva no, tenua gedayla, whatever, for those that remember the rule. Ameru, okay? That would mean that technically, if I have the word Sha'alu, right, which means to ask, right? Sha'al means to ask. And we wanted to write it in the same exact form. So how would you vowelize it? You'd put a kamatz under the shin, right? Makes sense? You'd have a dot in the here, right? It would be the same, correct? Makes sense what I'm saying? Okay, now what would be under the aleph? According to what we just said now, it would be a shva, which would mean it would be sha'alu. But we just said you can't have a shva no on a guttural letter, and an aleph, lo and behold, is a guttural letter. So what do? We got a shvana on a guttural letter. Instead, it becomes a chataf patach, and then it's therefore read as a shvana. So the correct way, well, now listen, guys, I'm not telling you now, there are a lot of people that do not know what I'm about to say. I mean, last time I'm saying people don't know, but this one is very, very, it's frequently asked. Okay, this one, FAQ, frequently asked questions. Get ready. How do you pronounce a chataf patach? The answer is as follows. You pronounce a patach, right? The sound of the letter is going to be a patach, right? But you read it chataf, you read it gechapt, connected to the next letter as you do a regular shvana, right? Again, a shvana we said is a shva that connects to the next the following letter. So the word sha'alu then is not read sha'ilu because that's incorrect. It's also, but you has a patach there. So the way you read it will be sha'alu. So when you have a normal patach, the patach will read at its own, right? Every vowel, so to speak, stands on its own. And it was ma or whatever, any example you have of a patach, the patach will be read on its own. But when you have a chataf patach, it's showing you that it's chatuf, it's read quicker, it's connected to the next letter, and therefore the accurate way of reading the word sha'alu is not sha'ilu, also not sha'alu, but rather sha'alu. Got it? Take the word, if we say broken items, broken items in Hebrew would be shvarim, okay? Broken things, shvarim. That's written with a shva and a kamatz. Now, this is the shvano, shvanach. Shvana, read it, connect it to the next letter. Why? Because the first Shva in the beginning of every word has to be a Shvana, right? Shvarim. Now, if I take the word Achadim, which means items, right? Single items. So if I would want to vowelize it the same way, it would be written the same right when I have a Shva here. But you can't have a Shva in an Aleph. So what does it become instead? Achadim. But again, it's not read Echadim, obviously. It's also not read Achadim, technically, but rather it's read Achadim. And you connect the Aleph to the next letter. I don't know if you could hear it, but in theory, this is the way it would be hypothetically supposed to be read. You read it, every Chataf is read, you hear the Patach, but it's connected to the next letter, just like the din of every Shvanah. Thank you for listening.